Good evening. Well, I want to welcome you to Greenwood Baptist Church. Candlelight services are always very meaningful. A lot of churches do them. Some churches don't do them anymore. But I think it's very, very important for us to understand what one light in the world can make a complete difference. That light would be Jesus Christ. So we're here to honor him tonight. I think you're going to enjoy it. You don't need any preaching or anything like that. So we're going to read different scriptures. We're going to give you the Christmas story through the Bible, just exactly how the Bible writes it. Different families will be reading those scriptures for you. Then in between each one of those, we will have a special or some music, which will go right along sort of with the scripture that we just read. At the very end, when the last couple comes up to read, and that's going to be my family, we will light the candles on, we'll light the front of each one of you all the way down through, and then you can pass that and light that fire and that flame for everyone else. And then we'll just have one or two more things and we will close. Tomorrow is an important day. It certainly is when it is we talk about the birth of our Savior and God came down to us so that we could go up to him. But tonight, can you imagine in preparation for all those things how Mary and Joseph were feeling? What was going through their mind and what was going through their heart and the stress of everything that was happening around them because they had no place to stay. I think the Christmas story is the story for every single one of us that all of us can relate to. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and we will get started. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for this day and each and every day. We thank you for the things which are seen in this world and the things which we do not see. Those things, Lord, that you keep and you watch over us closely. Father, I know according to your word that you are right here in the midst of us right now. Lord, we want to thank you for the Savior that you sent for every single one of us so that we could be with you one day. Lord, I ask that you bless this service. I ask that you speak to each and every one of us out of your word, which you say will never come back void. And in Christ's name, we ask you to bless this service. Amen.
Let's all stand. Will you everybody sing?
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Come and behold him,
born the King of angels. Oh, come let us adore. Let us adore him, Christ.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said unto her, "Rejoice highly, favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Consider what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said unto her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord of God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of the kingdom there will be no end."
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since that I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who's to be born will be called the Son of God."
Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Oh, wait, oh, manger, no crib for the babe, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the way. The cattle are lowing, the poor babe awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the two children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee.
Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth.
And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord."
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heaven.
silent night. Oh, what a holy night. All is calm. And all is so very bright. Round yon virgin, oh, there's a mother and there's a child. Oh, holy infant, so tender and oh, so very mild. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining till he appears, and the soul
was born. Oh, night, divine, oh, night.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with his child. So was that while that they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
There's a true story from many years ago of an elementary teacher whose name was Mrs. Thompson. Like she had done for so many times before, she stood in front of her fifth grade class on the first day of school and she told them a lie. Like most teachers, she looked at her students and said that she loved them all the same, but that wasn't the truth. It wasn't true because slumped in the front row of the desk was a little boy named Teddy Stoddard, and she had been watching him from the year before. She noticed that he didn't play well with other children and that his clothes were always messy and wrinkled and that he seemed to constantly need to take a bath. Teddy could also be unpleasant to be around, and over time, Mrs. Thompson would actually take enjoyment from making his papers from a broad stroke of her red pen, or marking his papers from a broad stroke of her red pen, and then putting a big F at the top of his papers. Mrs. Thompson was required to review each child's files that she taught, and she put Teddy's off until last. But she was surprised when she saw Teddy's file. Mrs. Thompson was required to review each one of them. Teddy's is one that she did not want to take care of. When she opened up and reviewed his file, this is what she read. Teddy's first grade teacher said that he was a bright and pleasant child to be around, with good manners and always ready to laugh. Teddy's second grade teacher said that he did his work neatly and got along well with all the other children, but seems to be troubled because his mother has just been diagnosed with terminal cancer and life at home is becoming a struggle. Teddy's third grade teacher wrote that his mother's death had been hard on him and he tries to do his best, but his father doesn't seem to be taking much interest in him. She felt that his home life would begin to affect him if steps weren't taken by someone to help him. Teddy's fourth grade teacher wrote that Teddy is withdrawn and doesn't show much interest in school. He doesn't have any friends and he sleeps in class sometimes. Now Mrs. Thompson realized the problem and was ashamed of herself for feeling even worse when the children brought her Christmas presents wrapped in beautiful paper and tied with ribbons, all except Teddy. His present was clumsily wrapped in heavy brown paper from the grocery store, and Mrs. Thompson took pains to open it in the middle of the other presents. Some of the children started to laugh when she found an old rhinestone bracelet with some of the stones missing and a half-empty bottle of perfume, but she hushed the children's laughter when she said how pretty the bracelet was and put on some of the perfume. Teddy stayed after class to help clean up that day and told Mrs. Thompson, "Today, you smell just like my mom used to." After Teddy left, she cried. She cried for more than an hour. And on that very day, she quit teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, and instead began to teach children. She paid particular attention to Teddy. And as she worked on him, his mind seemed to blossom and come alive again. By the end of the year, Teddy had become one of the brightest students, and despite the lie she had told the children at the start of the year, she loved Teddy more than the others. A year later, she found a note under her door from Teddy telling her that she was the best teacher that he had ever had. 6 years went by before she got another note from Teddy telling her it was hard, but he had finished high school second in his class, and she was still the best teacher he had ever had. 4 years after, 4 years after that, she received another letter saying that he had stayed in school and was graduating from college with highest honors. He also told her she was still the best teacher he had ever had. Even 4 more years passed, and another letter came, this time telling her that he had stayed in school and still remembered how of a great teacher that she was. Teddy's letter was signed Theodore F. Stoddard, M.D. But the story doesn't end there. Another letter came that spring announcing that Teddy was going to be married and explaining that his father had died a few years ago, so he was wondering if Mrs. Thompson might agree to sit in the place at the wedding reserved for the mother of the groom. Mrs. Thompson agreed and wore the same rhinestone bracelet with some of the perfume that she had got and set aside from Teddy all those years ago. They hugged each other, and Dr. Stoddard whispered in her ear, "Thank you, Mrs. Thompson, for believing in me and making me feel important. Thank you for making me feel that I could make a difference." Mrs. Thompson, with tears streaming down her face, said, "Teddy, you have it all wrong. You are the one who taught me that I could make a difference. I didn't know how to teach until I met you." The Bible clearly teaches that God has chosen each one of us, one person, to make a difference in another person's life. Why? We don't know. But because it's God's will to use people to reach one another, it is something that must be amazing. Paul, at one time, is blind from an encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road, but Ananias is sent to share the gospel and lay hands on him so that he can see again. Why didn't Jesus just take care of it himself? Because God's will is to use people, ordinary, run-of-the-mill people, to reach this lost and dying world. The Christmas story doesn't end here. It goes on and it goes on and it goes on in God's people willing to share the gift. Share the light of Jesus with someone this year. The lights that you have in your hand represent the light of the world. Jesus started with one and he began to light more. And he's used his people over the years to do the same thing. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, I want to invite you to do that. I'd like us all just to bow our heads here for just a moment. And if you don't know Christ and you want Him here today, you want Him in your life, you pray this prayer and you believe it in your heart. You say something like this: "Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life today and remove all of my sin. I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe that you were raised 3 days later. I may not understand that, but somehow I believe it. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." If you prayed that prayer today and you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I would ask that you make that known to someone close to you. I would also ask if you could to make that known to me before you leave here today so that I know how to pray for you specifically. Now, if I can get all the musicians up here, we're going to have a grand finale song. You're all going to be part of it. And just remember what the reason for the season really is. It's all about the light of the world.
Everybody sing.
Brilliant like the stars.
Clap of praise. Yeah, be careful clapping. I should have thought about that one. Also, when I said bow your heads, I was kind of worried some of you might go up in flames, but I shouldn't have done that either. Let's go ahead and pray and we will close our service. Heavenly Father, you are not just the light of the world. You're everything to us. You came into darkness and you shone so bright. And you've saved so many because of who you are. You reach down from heaven and you make it possible for us to get there by sending your son. All the songs and all the scripture that we sang, we have to remember the last song that was sung, Lord, before the finale. That you came as a gift for each and every one of us, but you had to die to do that. The gift that you give us, Lord, is free. We just have to accept you. We thank you, Father, for who you are and what you do in our lives. And we pray that this Christmas be the most special. And Father, if you decide to come before the next one, we will praise you even stronger. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.